This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Great to welcome one of our fellow talk show hosts now. He's officially become one of us, and that would be Michael Guthrie, host of Real Estate Matters, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here, CEO of Roy Wheeler Realty, former president of Carr, blah, 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 blah. All around good guy. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
We're good. It's good to see you. You've gotten used to this whole studio thing now, right? I see you lounging in your chair. You're comfortable because you're in here every week.
Pretty relaxed. As long as I'm not having to sit in that chair and mess around with that board, I'm good to go. If that ever happens, then that's going to be a whole other heap of trouble, for sure.
That could be interesting. Well, we always enjoy talking to you, obviously, and we'll be listening this Saturday, but... Couple of things. You heard Jill Schlesinger before we went to the break talking about, and I hadn't been following that closely. So there's actually legislation to extend the closing to make sure the people that got this deal for the first time on the move up credit can do it if they didn't. Because was it today that they were supposed to initially?
June 30th. They
June
were supposed
30th.
To be settled by today.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is not your normal purchases. Most of those are going to settlement. The problem is a lot of these people bought. Short sales, bought foreclosures, and the banks that have those short sales and foreclosures, they're just jam packed, and they're just not getting the processing done, and therefore, folks who wrote contracts, I mean, the deadline was April 30th, they might have written the contracts in February or March.
Oh wow!
And a couple of my friends say that short sales should really not be called short sales because they're really long sales, because yes, they're negotiating with the lenders and trying to figure out the difference between what somebody owes and what somebody can sell their house for. But, you know, some of these things at best will settle in 90 days. In worst case, we've seen them 9 months up to a year going through the whole process. Because if you think about how many there are, and you think about somebody someplace who's getting paid by the hour to process these cases, and they've got stacks of these files. I've heard Chip Royer, who was on the show with me a couple of weeks ago, you know, he talked about, I think it was, well, I won't name the bank because I'm not sure, so I don't want to say anything disparaging, but like 500 files, you divide that by 40 hours a week, and, you know, people have 5 to 10 minutes to work on each case a week. And so it's just created a major logjam as far as paperwork is concerned. And I think... You know, as she said, it's not the purchaser's fault. They did what they're supposed to do. They were under contract by the end of April. Well, not the seller's fault. So I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be doing an extension. This, you know, quite honestly, is consistent. You see the House vote for something and get something moved forward, and you see the Senate sitting over there doing whatever they're doing.
Elena Kagan questions to worry about this thing.
Well, that's good. Larry can certainly talk about that more than me. That's his side
his
of the
forte.
Fence for sure.
Absolutely. Michael Guthrie's been kind enough to be our guest here at 423 on Charlottesville Right Now. We're talking a few issues, real estate. So lastly on this is not an extension of the credit, Michael. No, you can't try to buy a house now and expect to receive the credit or move up or anything like that.
Yeah, unless you got that. Whatever kind of car it was, it took you back to the future or back to the past or whatever. If that contract wasn't ratified on April 30th, this has nothing to do with anybody else. It's just the people who already have everything signed off, and they're just waiting to go to settlement.
And you don't think it opens the conversation if this has taken this long to do this? Does that lean more towards we'll never extend something like this, or does it reopen the conversation to say, well, maybe we need to consider it was so successful. Maybe if we're going to extend this to September 30th, maybe we need to give more people opportunity before then to try to get involved with this.
You know, certainly there's arguments for and against, and I could talk to my realtor colleagues, and there's arguments for and against. My own feeling is you won't see it again. When we got close to April 30th, you know, it got extended once.
Yeah.
Got to April 30th. I'm fairly involved with the Virginia Association of Realtors. I'm fairly involved with the National Association of Realtors. I'm the federal political coordinator for Congressman Perriello, who's been, you know, very supportive of realtor issues, and not even a whisper of it being extended past April 30th. And it was something I think that the National Association of Realtors didn't even try because there just wasn't any wind in those sails at all.
Yeah. Well, Michael Guthrie is with us. It's 425, host of Real Estate Matters here on WINA. All right. I'd seen a report, I think from the Associated Press, that nationally prices had started to rise in April, and what has happened here locally, Michael? And I know Dave Phillips is great at card putting out the reports and stuff, but dare we say we know we have a lot of inventory here. Where are our prices for folks here in Central Virginia?
Yeah, when you sent me that email yesterday, that befuddled me. And be perfectly honest, because I it's not happening here, and I really try to. I mean, there may be some places, you know, isolated places around the country, but you know, I pulled up some information. You know, and a couple of weeks from now, Carr will put out their market report, and I know Greg Slater, the president of Carr, and Barbara McMurray, the president-elect. We'll do their rounds on the shows and interpret that. But, you know, there are two things that people need to look at when they look at that report. And the first one, in my opinion, is housing inventory. And I went back just for fun because I knew I was coming on here this morning. And in June of 06, there were 3,200 homes on the market in the general Charlottesville area.
Were we still feeling good about the market in June
of 06? That's when it was starting. You know, 05 is when things started to head the other direction.
Okay.
So, you know, we were definitely into the downturn, and we had 3,200 properties. In June of 07, we go to 3,800, which is about a 20% increase. June of 08, we're up to 4,091, over 4,000. June of 09, little under 4,000, 3,974, and obviously June's not quite done yet, but May, it dropped down to about 3,860. So May of 10 reflects back to June of 07 as far as inventory. You got that much on the market, you're not going to have recovery. You're certainly not going to have increase in prices because there are too many houses on the market and not enough buyers. And, you know, the economics of supply and demand, which is probably the only thing I remember from my economics classes with Dr. Elzinger, you know, if there's not enough supply and there's a lot of demand, then your prices are going to go up. If there's a lot of demand and, I mean, a lot of supply and no demand, your prices are going to go down. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that you know, we're in a situation where when you look at our market, the tax credit's over. You would think, you know, interest rates are historic lows.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at 4.75. That was something that people were really worried about when the FHA, when the government said we're not going to subsidize mortgage-backed securities anymore. We really thought that we'd start to see an increase. The interesting thing is, I'm looking at this consumer index dive, sending Dow down 270 points. What a lot of people don't realize is that when the economy struggles, interest rates stay low. And so right now we're at, you know, at unprecedented low numbers.
Now's the time, as you've been saying.
And just the last thing I'd say is, you know, when you see this report, you're going to probably see that for the first half of the year, we're ahead of last year. But people have to remember that the last part of 09 was so bad. That the first part of 08 was so bad, the first part of 09 settled business was terrible. And so I think you're going to see things that look better, but don't be dismissed by that, because the second half is going to have to be strong to catch up with what we had was a pretty good second half of 09. So it's going to be interesting to see those numbers, but the housing inventory one, if that doesn't go down, we've still got a ways to go.
We've got a ways to go. Michael Guthrie, CEO, Roy Wheeler, host of Real Estate Matters here on WINA. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.